This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. I think we've got our network on.
Free Talk Live.
So here we are. There it is. Here's our music. And welcome to Free Talk Live. For the very first episode of 2018, I hope everybody had a very happy and safe and fun New Year's Eve as we continue here into 2018 with open phones. As always, you may, of course, take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. At Skype username lrn.fm. You can be our first caller for 2018. And the hour in here tonight includes me, Ian.
Bob.
And Melanie.
Bob is joining us here tonight. You are the fiancé of Melanie, who many listeners may have found that out a few weeks ago when you proposed to her on the air, which was pretty cool, and now here you are with us. So we've got interesting things in the news to talk about, but also coming up, Melanie, you wanted to talk about libertarian women, and not surprisingly, you have a pretty strong opinion about libertarian women, the mystical, mythological beast known as the libertarian woman. They're hard to find.
I did find myself a unicorn, though.
You sure did. So we can get into that. But in the news is...
Miguel, how is day one looking?
I didn't mean for that to happen. They're talking about, that's CNN there, talking about California and its recreational marijuana law that was, of course, voted in by the people of California. I think it was 2016's election when that happened, and now it's going into effect as of today. According to CNN, they began selling recreational marijuana today in what's seen as a milestone in the mainstreaming of the weed, and hundreds lined up to buy it. Lines formed outside stores licensed to sell the drug long before opening hours, and store owners said they had stocked up in expectation of huge demand. Matt Lucero, the Oni of Buddies, a dispenser of medical-use marijuana that holds the first license issued by California to sell recreational, says, quote, "It's probably our busiest day in our seven-year history. We have folks outside, and every chair in the building is filled right now." At Harborside Dispensary in Oakland, hundreds lined up to be the first to buy the legal weed, said CNN affiliate KGO. Lucero said he expected a 30% bump in sales overnight, but, quote, "In looks and looking around this room, more like 50 to 60%. California is the sixth state to allow sales of recreational marijuana, and as the nation's most populous state, it's widely seen as a tremendous boost to mainstreaming cannabis. New Frontier Data, which tracks the cannabis industry, wrote in its 2017 annual report, quote, "Cannabis is now legal in the most populous state in the country, dramatically increasing the total potential size of the industry while establishing legal adult use markets across the entire U.S. Pacific Coast, given the legalized states of Washington and Oregon." And if I'm not mistaken, Alaska also legalized cannabis.
Yeah.
I don't remember if it was 2016 or 2014 or which year it was that they did it. But Alaska, in addition to, I think Guam did something, Washington, D.C., and then, of course, Colorado, and I believe Nevada also voted it in 2016. So pretty much the entire most western portion of the United States has gone fully legal.
At least until you get up into, like, Utah and whatnot. Which,
yeah, I don't know if Utah's
going to be... They're going to be a holdout for a while.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to be
doing it
anytime soon.
Well, you would think that, but I thought that California would have been... I thought California would have been first.
Would have been first.
I remember... Yeah. When I was in law school, a couple of other people stayed and we were watching the elections. It was on the ballot that year and they didn't have the results in and we got kicked out of the library when we were watching the election. Cause that's the kind of thing I did. But then I found out later that it didn't and I was kind of surprised, but they had ran out of ballots. But it didn't pass then, obviously. So, right. But it's California.
Well, they were going against the growers at that time and the medical distributors who, I believe, were lobbying against recreational. Yeah. They wanted to for whatever reason, they thought they'd be better off if there was a restricted marketplace.
Well, they probably would.
I mean, if you have a monopoly on something...
Yeah, but now you can sell to way more people.
That's not necessarily true.
Yeah.
I've heard it's not that difficult to get one of those cards.
Yeah, my understanding was that the medical was so open that it was essentially recreational.
That's pretty much true.
They probably wanted to keep the competition out.
Well, it's done now, thank goodness, and the most populous state in the United States, it's now legal to buy cannabis. Of course, it remains illegal, according to CNN, in the rest of many of the states. D.C. legalized it, as did in 2016 Massachusetts and Maine. So we are on the way, finally, to East Coast states starting to trickle into this this trend. Unfortunately, the so-called live-free-or-die state of cannabis, of New Hampshire, is, although it is in the name, right, New Hampshire? Anyway, New Hampshire we're behind the ball here on this one. We only had just a teeny little decrim bill that passed this year, and it's been a long time coming. It's taken many, many years of working to try to change the minds of the state representatives here in New Hampshire to make that happen. Hopefully we're going to see an acceleration in New Hampshire over the next couple of years, but New Hampshire is a good place to be for freedom because it's hard to grow the government. But it's also hard to kind of shrink it as well. Like the system here is very, it's hard to manipulate it. It's designed to be difficult to manipulate the system. And that's a good thing because it keeps the government from growing, but at the same time it's a challenge on the other side of things. So it is illegal to take marijuana across state lines, but I suspect that's going to be happening a lot when here in New England, once Massachusetts and Maine throw open the doors on their recreational facilities. Now, I've heard that may be happening sometime in later 2018, but I don't know what the current target date is, because as I understand it, they have to come up with regulations first. And then the store operators can get whatever license, you know, the state's going to demand that they get, and then they'll be able to open up. So, you know, it may not even be in 2018. But we did report last year on how after the voters passed these ballot initiatives in, again, Massachusetts and Maine, what you started to see happen, at least in the Portland, Maine area, was that people were offering delivery services for cannabis. And so you would pay, you know, somebody to deliver. But the thing is, you were paying a delivery fee since it was illegal for them to sell you the cannabis. So it's legal to possess cannabis, as I understand it, since that thing passed in Massachusetts and Maine. And this isn't legal advice, but that's my understanding of the situation there. Once the voters passed that, then it became legal to possess cannabis for recreational purposes. However, it's not yet legal because there aren't regulations surrounding it to sell somebody that cannabis. So you can have it, but you can't legally buy it.
So, and I haven't read the Mass Criminal Code, but usually it's not illegal to sell, it's illegal to distribute. So even if you're giving it away, that's usually distribution and it's the same charge.
Huh. Well, I don't know if they've actually arrested any of the people in Maine who are doing the delivery service.
Probably. I mean, and I'm not saying Maine cares.
Yeah.
But well,
yeah, but you would think they would, because a lot of the times the cops will enforce these things to the bitter end. In fact, even beyond the bitter end. Because remember in California in the 90s when Proposition 215 passed, which legalized medicinal cannabis, you still had sheriffs going around arresting people for a few years after that, if I recall correctly, just because they didn't want to give up the power.
Yeah, and I seem to recall some similar stories from Colorado as well.
Right, where they just keep on pushing, and you know, it's no punishment for them, right? Mm-hmm. If they get smacked down by the courts and they say, "Hey, you guys, you're not supposed to be arresting these people," well, then they just get a verbal rebuke, and there's not really any kind of punishment for them. So, you know, if Maine's police wanted to, they could.
Right, yeah, obviously
those
they wanted
people.
To, they could, but that doesn't mean that they want to. There's plenty of laws on the books that just never get enforced, just because you would not have time to enforce them all.
Sure.
So if this isn't their priority, they're not going to enforce it. If it is, they are.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, if you want to join us here. 855-450-3733. If you're out in California and you were in the lines today, or you work at one of these dispensaries, you want to share what it was like, you're welcome to get on the phone with us here. Or, of course, you can also bring up whatever's on your mind. A little bit more about the California legalization that went into effect today. 855-450-FREE. That's coming up on Free Talk Live.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dinovite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dinovite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dinovite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want, right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. 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 I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
More Free Talk Live here. We'll take your calls about whatever you want. If you want to join us, our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. The Blink Home Security System. You can get that for your home or maybe small office and set it up super easy. It's a wireless camera system, and there's three Blink cams you can get for the price of what some of the other guys might charge you for one security camera over at blinkprotect.com/FTL. You unbox it, you plug in the batteries, and then you set up the cameras, pop in the you plug the one wire in the system is the power cable for the hub. You get it all configured via your Wi-Fi enabled device like your smartphone or tablet. It's super fast and easy to do this. Go to blinkprotect.com/FTL to get yours. And of course, you can customize the cameras with, you know, what times they're active and how long of a video clip they should send to you on your smart device. If there is something that happens in front of the cams during the active times, go to blinkprotect.com/FTL and you can get yours there. As we continue here, it's Ian, Bob, and Melanie in the studio here tonight. We're talking about the good news out of California, but Melanie, you're going to follow this up with some bad news for gun owners and people who support the right to bear arms in California.
Well, and just for bystanders, really, is kind of the nature of guns.
We'll get into to that here in moments, but the good news in California is that finally, a little late compared to some of the other Western states, but they're finally legalizing cannabis. Today was the first day. Lines of hundreds of people outside these various different cannabis licensed dispensaries that are now available to anybody. I think it's over the age of
21.
Is it 21?
Yeah.
Yep, you're right, 21. So, sorry.
It's going to be 21.
Yeah. Sorry, teenagers, but you don't qualify.
Well, I mean, our adults, that's kind of mean. Like, 18, 19, 20-year-olds who are paying their own bills, living by themselves, have jobs,
yeah,
work
they should
60
be able
hours
to buy
a week.
Cannabis.
Calling the, I mean...
Well, I mean, government agents are...
Yeah,
if nothing
calling
else,
them
I mean,
teenagers is kind of mean.
I mean, government agents are, by their nature, greedy and lazy. So, I mean, they're just like, oh, well, drinking age is 21. I'll just do the same thing with cannabis.
Yeah, and of course, the drinking age should be rolled back, too. Look, right. I mean, I only call them teenagers because the word exists in 18 and 19, but I guess 20-year-olds aren't teenagers.
It's still, like, if you had a... If there's an 18-year-old standing in front of me who works 60 hours a week because they haven't developed... They haven't been around long enough to develop job skills, and they're working 60 hours a week. They're making money. They're paying their own bills. They have an apartment. I'm not going to be like, oh, yeah, you're a teenager. Like, this just... no, it's just... Disrespectful.
Well, I didn't say it with any disrespect, but the toll-free number if you want to join us here is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to the phones. We can talk more about what's happening in California in moments. Ricky is on the line here on Free Talk Live on in Philadelphia, or excuse me, in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Ricky.
That'd be the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania there, brother, and thank you so much. You know, tonight I was thinking, I hear your topic, and I'm very excited, you know? Because here's, first of all, a person, a deputy of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, who has no issue with the use of cannabis.
Well, congratulations.
All right.
I think that's a plus. Of course, if anybody ever listens to me, they're probably not surprised. But see, here's something even more important. Myself, personally, I have been doing my best talking to those who you need to talk to, whether it be the representatives in my local district or, for that matter, the congressman's office for the past 3.5 years for cannabis legalization. And I'd like to share with you a little progress report from Pennsylvania.
Sure. Go ahead.
All right. Well, it's really kind of sad, actually. I've been pushing it for 3.5 years now. Last year, this is July 16. They put through medical cannabis. But Ricky from the Commonwealth's not happy about this, and I'm going to tell you why. Because this is not what it appears to be, and too many people in the states are too eager for legalization, and here's why.
Mm.
Medical cannabis. Now, the only thing that's approved, mind you, myself, I fit into two categories. I'm not going to take part in this. I'm going to tell you why. Because the only thing that's approved is ointments, oils, and the damn pill.
You can't actually buy smoked cannabis. You can't buy edible cannabis.
It's worse than that. Now, here's the thing. Now, hold on there. Because, see here, what's still considered a class one drug is dried cannabis or cannabis flowers. Now, here's the problem with this. Now, this, I'm for legalization over taxation here in the Commonwealth. We don't tax food or clothing. Mm-hmm. I was on budget briefly on sales tax. And the fact is, I can't do that. Because my answer is, this is a setup, if I've ever seen one. Because the moment, because cannabis is a food item, it's an herb. The moment we tax it here, the genie's going to be out of the bottle. Now, I will
say, you think if they tax cannabis, they're going to try to tax other food items?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the times, legalization of weed in particular comes with a lot of strings attached, both implicit and explicit.
Oh, yeah.
Now, this is something I'm very passionate about, Ian, and I'll give you a little more insight into this. Now, I will say, this is the state. This is not the Commonwealth. This is the state that's doing this and imposing this. This is what they want, like in other areas. And I will say the Commonwealth, as far as the people that I talk to, either in my local district or the congressman's office, they're down with exactly what I'm saying. Now, the state's pushing
down. Hold on. Are you saying the congressman is not with the state, but they're with the Commonwealth?
Well, you got to understand, a congressman is a liaison between the state and the Commonwealth. That's okay. What a congressman does. You know, it's a very hard job. I say it's harder than president, personally. And when it comes down to his best interests are with the Commonwealth. And if we tax it, see, it's hard for him because he's trying to work this and his people. And the same with the representative in my district. And we're holding out. I mean, I don't want to be like other places where they give in so quickly. And ultimately, at the end of the day, it's either going to be half-ass or it's going to be destructive. I want full legalization without taxation.
I'm with you. Yeah. You know, it's not often that we agree on things. Ricky, thanks for the call tonight.
Taxes totally are theft.
A lot of the time when they go for medical or some one of these in-between things where it's not full legalization, in Hawaii they just sent everybody a letter. Hey, you got a medical card? Cool. Give me a gun. Like, there's going to be strings attached, wow, whether it's on the front end or whether it's on the back end. If instead of legalizing it, they create this regulatory bureau of just obnoxiousness, there's going to be a price to pay for that. I mean, essentially what they're doing is making you kind of Sophie's choice your rights. Well, do you want weed or do you want whatever it else it happens to be, whether it be guns or driving or sales tax or whatever? You're going to have to pick. And that's kind of how they have it set up in a lot of cases.
Now, doesn't legalization tend to generally mean regulation? I mean, isn't that part of the process of legalizing to make legal?
Okay, but there's
to
a difference
create
between
laws around it?
So, if you're selling just a random item, if I'm selling in New Hampshire sandwiches, there's going to be some licenses I have to get for that. You know, or if I'm, I guess that's a bad example because it's food. If I'm selling T-shirts, I'm going to have to pay sales tax. I'm going to have to abide by all the rules of, yeah, that's true. I'm going to have to do whatever the rules of, you know, this is how we do sales. But if I'm selling x-ray machines, that is a, like, heavily regulated industry, or if I'm selling tools to do surgery with, there's a difference between, like, okay, these are the regular rules for kind of everything versus we're having, like, a special agency for this particular product.
Let's talk more in moments. California legalizing cannabis today. It's free time.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckenridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free to join us right here. New Year's Day. In the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Bob,
and Melanie.
Bitcoin.com, great place to go and learn about cryptocurrency. The very first ever and most successful cryptocurrency is Bitcoin. And you owe it to yourself to learn a thing or two about it. Coming here into 2018, as the price of one Bitcoin is currently lower than it was at its peak last month. Last month it got up to as much as almost $20,000, and today it's been in the $13,000 range. So quite a drop over the last month. Might be a good opportunity to start getting into it. And the best way to get into cryptocurrency is to learn the basics, and you can do that over at Bitcoin.com, so be sure you check that out. They've also got some useful news at their news site about Bitcoin and the cryptocurrency world. That's news.bitcoin.com if you want to go and see that. If you need a quick tool to convert between Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash and the U.S. dollar price, you can do that over at tools.bitcoin.com. They got all kinds of useful stuff there at Bitcoin.com. As we continue, we'll take your calls and your thoughts about what's on your mind. We're discussing California legalizing cannabis, finally, after several other states had already done so, including Washington, Oregon, Colorado, and then it was the 2016 election where Nevada and California, Maine, as well as Massachusetts, I think Guam if I'm not mistaken. I know we're on in Guam, so maybe somebody there will call tomorrow and correct us on that. But then also Washington, D.C. So we're starting to see the change coming here that hopefully will be hard to put this genie back in the bottle, or the cat back in the bag, so to speak, because certainly the prohibitionists want to rekindle prohibition. They want to bring it back. Some of them want to bring back alcohol prohibition. So, I mean, there's always going to be that push, and you can see it in some of the news headlines about cannabis over the last few years. I think it was 2012 when Colorado and Washington did their legalization. And since then, you know, every now and then there's like an alarmist headline of some child got their hands on a cookie with some cannabis in it. And it's
You're not supposed to give them to kids. So if you don't do that, you won't have a problem.
Well, I don't know if it was that the parents purposely gave it to the child, but, you know.
Okay, so if you have a child and you have a marijuana cookie and those two things came together, you did something wrong.
Yeah.
You're neglectful, for sure.
Yes. Also keep them away from pets.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. My mom's a vet in Washington State, and it's a thing that happens sometimes. It can be a problem with surgery in particular. It lowers their... just because it makes everything slower, lowers their blood pressure and whatnot. Yeah,
okay.
And it can be. Plus, of course, they're much smaller than us, so they so the same dose will make them significantly more high.
You know, animals and getting stoned are kind of an interesting thing to look at because, you know, the animals have the instincts that they're very much in tune with, right? Mm-hmm. So if it's in the form of a cookie, then that would obviously probably, you know, could fool them or whatever. But there are animals who will go up and literally consume cannabis in real life, like in the forest or whatever. Like a deer will go up and just eat buds off of a marijuana plant. I've heard that this is...
No, absolutely. It's
I've never seen it.
Interestingly, also... A lot of monkeys and apes have very similar levels of alcoholism to humans, and also the similar rates of teetotalerism.
Have you seen? I believe it. Have you seen the video of the monkey? I don't know what kind of monkey it is, but he's like running around on a beach at some kind of resort and grabbing cocktails off of people's
half drunk cocktails. Right? I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
So now it's interesting. I hadn't heard that the animal kingdom also had its teetotaler percentage, but it makes sense.
Yeah.
So to some extent, I think that animals can. They can kind of govern themselves on these issues. I mean, I've seen animals where they're interested in cannabis, and I've seen the animals that are not interested in cannabis when it's you know, their owners have offered it to them.
Right. Similarly, like I think it's generally a bad thing to give drugs like that sort of thing to pets and whatnot.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of low class behavior. But I know when I have my mead or a beer or something, like my dog very clearly, like she'll come up, smell
interested.
It, and be like, no, she does not want anything to do with it.
Jazzy's the same way. The studio beast is also not interested in any altering of her state of consciousness. And I tend to agree that people shouldn't dose their animals with, with drugs. I do agree with you with that, but I've been around enough low-class people to see plenty of people offering their animals cannabis, and you know, there's a variety of responses from them. So back to the story that we were sharing from CNN about the huge lines at the various different recreational marijuana dispensaries that opened up today. Some of them already were medical dispensaries that got the extra license to do recreational. Cannabis is now legal. This, according to the 2017 annual report from New Frontier Data, in the most populous state in the country, dramatically increasing the total potential size of the cannabis industry while establishing legal adult use markets across the entire Pacific Coast. Of course, pot is still illegal federally and in most of the rest of the states. The California industry is forecast to reach $7 billion in just a few years, which would be more than the $6.6 billion of the current entire legal cannabis market in all of the rest of the states that have it legal, according to New Frontiers data. Legalizing it will mean a lot of people may try it who had shied away from pot until now, said Lucero. Now, that's always been a big question for me. Like, I don't know if I believe there are a lot of people who are out there who've just been waiting until it was legal before they tried cannabis.
There are people who are that statist, though.
There are those people, but
are
there a lot of them?
Exist.
I don't know that there's a lot.
By percentage, probably not.
No.
I don't know that there's a lot, but certainly in my experience.
But you're one of them, right?
I didn't necessarily not do it because it wasn't legal. I just wasn't actually particularly interested. Like
by coincidence in your life you weren't interested in it.
Yeah, and then I was like,
it had been offered to you plenty of times, I'm sure.
I mean, not really. No. Like,
yeah, those commercials aren't really real. If you're not hanging around it, nobody's like,
I didn't
like,
really hang around people
like,
who
hey,
did either.
Hey, random person,
so.
Want to hit? Like, it doesn't happen.
But no, I was dealing with depression. I was in Washington State. You know, I had heard good things about sativa.
That's where you moved
depression.
From, right? To from New Hampshire. Okay.
Yes,
right from Washington to New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm. And so I was like, you know what? It's worth it to try it now, and I know where to get it. So I went to this. You know, I went to the cannabis store, Khalifa in Oak Harbor, Washington, and you know, I had the best customer service there I've had at any business.
Wow.
Very knowledgeable. You know, great. You know, clearly weren't using the product while working, which is not the experience I had at some other places.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they were absolutely fantastic, very professional, very helpful.
Did you? And so you had gone in there by yourself? Or, okay,
yeah.
So you just decided, all right, I'm in Washington, it's legal.
I'd asked around some people that I knew, you know, just for some advice and like, you know, and whatnot. And the selection, yeah, but yeah, and then I went in there and I was like, hey, I've never smoked before. I, you know, like, this is what I'm dealing with. This is what I'm trying to do.
I wonder if they believed you.
I think so. Like,
yeah, you could probably tell a newbie, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's probably pretty obvious.
Yeah, I mean, I had to buy I had to get a pipe and everything, so yeah,
right.
I mean, probably.
So, did it help? I mean, because some people say that cannabis for depression, that some people get depressed by using cannabis.
Sure. So, in my experience,
everyone's different, of course.
So, I learned to smoking cigars with my dad. So, I still have a tendency to not inhale. I actually do like Bill Clinton said. I'm like, I'm not actually lying about it like him.
Right.
It's just kind of an instinct now. If I smoke something, not to inhale. So, what really worked for me was actually the sodas.
Really?
They had infused sodas. Take one dose of that and then,
whole soda or like half a can?
It's 8 ounces. And one dose was half of it. So
we can talk more about how that affected you. Because you said you were suffering from depression. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. If you want to weigh in, you're welcome to take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of Lico Chops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops. With omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. MakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal tea at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us right here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you here tonight, it's Ian,
Bob,
and Melanie.
And don't forget, you can join us online. Just get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners over at the Free Talk Live forums. You can go to forum.freetalklive.com. You can find a variety of some of the co-hosts, as well as many listeners that are there. We've had a lot of great people signing up and getting active on the forums. Hopefully it'll be a big year in 2018 for moving more conversations to places like the Free Talk Live forums rather than Facebook, which I just quit last night cold turkey. And so I'm on, it's been, basically since midnight last night since I've been on Facebook. I have logged out completely. I had the habit of, like, I caught myself going to Facebook just a couple of times today, just sort of habitually typing it in and hitting enter. And I'm like, wait a minute, I'm not going to log in. And I didn't. So we'll see how many days I can go for without actually logging in to Facebook, because I didn't delete the account.
Right.
So if I need to do some sort of administrative thing, which could be the only reason that I'll go back, but I don't want to. I don't want to go back there. I figure I'll just let, like, other people who like to be on Facebook take care of whatever official things I need to do on Facebook, like administering the Free Talk Live Facebook group for amplifiers, which is still there, and there's still a lot of people in there. And that had been my kind of excuse for continuing with Facebook, because I've been just frustrated with Facebook. I don't think it's a productive place, generally. I think it's a big time waster. And, you know, I've had a decade of experience with it now. I think I started, like, 10 years ago or 9 or 10 years ago with
Facebook. Yeah, right around there for me, too.
And I can't get that time back, but I can do something now about it. And so I just finally decided last night, you know, screw it. I'm not going to use that excuse anymore of, well, I need to be here for Free Talk Live's AMP group. Well, no, I really don't, so forget it. Anyway, if you want to get in touch with me, you can't do it on Facebook now, so you can join the Free Talk Live forum. I'm there. Melanie, you're there as well. Bob, I don't know if...
No,
You're not there.
I did at one point join the Shire Society
That's
forum, but
yeah,
I've been...
it's part of that.
Okay. Yeah, but I haven't been there in quite a while.
Well, you ought to come back. We got a lot
I should. I would like to see... forums rise up again. They made much better communities than Facebook pages.
I tend to agree, and this is a particularly good forum because it's very modern. They've mm-hmm. done a nice job of bringing forums into, you know, this decade, and it's very, very snappy, very easy to use, intuitive, and it's fast. It works well. So check it out at forum.freetalklive.com. That's forum.freetalklive.com. We were talking about cannabis, and we can talk a little bit more about what's happening out in California with people standing in line, probably still all day long here today, to try to get their hands on some of the first legally available cannabis in the state. But, Bob, you were telling us about your personal experience with cannabis that you, until recently, how many years ago was it that you did?
Oh, it was in 2015, I believe.
And it was Washington State,
yes,
where you were living at the time. You had been suffering from some level of depression,
mm-hmm.
and you had heard that cannabis has helped some people with that.
Yes.
So you went in totally unawares. You had never smoked cannabis in your life prior to this. And you had a very nice experience at one of the recreational dispensaries there,
yep,
which you said was like the best retail experience you've ever had.
Absolutely.
And they walked you through it, you know, they showed you different options, mm-hmm. and made recommendations. You ultimately ended up, what'd you buy? Do you remember?
I don't remember what strain. It was a sativa.
Mm-hmm.
It was a gram of sativa for, I believe, $11.
A gram?
Yes.
And then you ended up deciding that the sodas were,
yes,
actually better.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. So I learned to smoke on cigars.
Yeah.
So, like, I just have a tendency to, you know, just my natural instinct at this point is to not inhale when I smoke something.
Because that's a cigar thing.
Right. Yeah, if you inhale on a cigar, you're not going to have a good time. So that's always, I kind of, smoking has been somewhat ineffective.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I found with a very particular dose of the sodas, the sodas were 8 ounces, I believe, and mm-hmm. it was 4 ounces a serving, 20 mgs of THC per serving,
okay,
which was really nice because it's, you know exactly how much you're getting.
Yep.
So I would drink one serving of that. About an hour or so in, it would start taking some effect. I'd definitely feel it, but it wouldn't be like high, you know, mm-hmm. just enough to like relax, let my mind calm down a little bit from, anxiety and everything else.
Anxiety, okay.
Well, I mean, that's just part of the depression and everything. Yeah. Largely, it's just, like worrying about too much and just like,
So it chilled you out.
Yeah, a little bit. And then it would, then I would go from there. Like when I would start coming down, I would have the second dose, or I'd have it the next day. I had 3-day weekends, so, mm-hmm. And then I would, that would help for, I wasn't like cured for a while or anything, but it was a major help and it would last for 2 to 3 weeks.
That's great.
That it would help, and then.
Did you buy the sodas the first visit to the dispensary,
no,
or was that later?
No, that was later. The smoking helped a little bit, and I saw some effect. And I was like, well, let's try some other things, because I knew the issue was that I wasn't inhaling properly.
Sure.
And
besides, it's easier to drink or eat something than to smoke something anyway. It's probably better for you.
Yeah, and plus, I would then know, the exact amount of THC I was taking.
Like measured doses.
Yeah, and like, because if I went too much, it wouldn't be very helpful.
Yeah.
If I had that, like, right, that nice sweet spot.
You don't want to get too stoned where you can't get anything done, right?
Right. Well, not only that, it just wouldn't be that helpful.
Gotcha.
It wouldn't help for those 2 or 3 weeks. It would just be like, All right, it'd help for like a day or two.
I see.
If I had too much. So it's just that nice measured dose. It was like, all right, now I'm like a lot better for, you know, a couple weeks. And so, yeah, I would, every 3-4 weeks, I would go get some more and get another soda. Also, $11 and
$11 for a soda?
Yeah.
Okay.
But, I mean, at least with the THC and everything. Yeah. And it was a very high-quality soda made with, like, pomegranate juice.
So it didn't taste like weed?
No, okay. No. I mean, like, a little bit in the aftertaste, yeah. But...
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to say, I've never been to one of these recreational dispensaries before. I've never had that that experience. And hopefully we'll be able to do that soon here in New England now that... Yeah. Both Massachusetts and Maine have legalized it, but they haven't yet opened up any stores there. However, in California, they say, according to CNN, that Monday was a muted rollout because licensing procedures aren't in place in many cities. No recreational marijuana, for instance, could be bought legally today in either Los Angeles or San Francisco, the state's biggest cities. So there's still more hoops, more legal hurdles to jump through. But as one of the pot shop owners says, quote, by having the state come in with a regulatory program really helps legitimize it. And I think we're going to see a lot of folks who otherwise are a little hesitant to shop at dispensaries. Well, maybe that's true in California that people look at the state as a legitimate thing, but obviously we don't. And to me, I hope that, and it's probably a very unrealistic hope, but I sure hope that here in New Hampshire we can avoid a lot of the regulatory structure that they've implemented in places like Colorado and California, not to mention the taxes, which they'll talk about here in a moment. I mean, in order to get a politician to support something like legalization, you pretty much have to support taxing it, because that's like the big pitch is, okay, guys, you're spending all this money on this war on drugs. You could be making money by taxing cannabis. I don't like having to say that. I don't support taxing it. But I have to say, if I were a state representative and I had to vote on a legalization bill that included taxing, I'd have to vote for it, because if it were the choice of continuing prohibition and continuing to put people in a jail cell or adding in some kind of a tax onto a legalized scheme, right, it seems that one is the clear lesser evil.
Yeah, I can see that. It's like it's either stealing from people and kidnapping them or just right, stealing from them.
Yeah.
Which, yeah.
It's distasteful, but it regardless, what I would like to see, if we're going to have a tax, because obviously to me the best solution is to just strike cannabis from all the laws. Just eliminate from whatever prohibition statutes there are out there in New Hampshire. Just eliminate the word cannabis or marijuana or whatever word they use to reference it. That way, you know, I'd like to eliminate all of the prohibitions, but we got to start with this one. So that way, you know, they've just ended prohibition. It's not a legal structure. It's not a let's give more power to the government liquor bureaucracy, which is inevitably probably going to be the bureaucracy that gets the power here. So just end prohibition. It would be nice if that happened, but if we're going to have taxes, I think that they should put the statute together to say that New Hampshire will have the lowest tax of all of the legal states. That would be a smart move, because it would bring a lot of the industry here.
That's true.
Coming up, Free Talk Live.
Said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.